This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on Team 980. We're always live as well. The free Odyssey app. Hour number two here of the show will include a Friday edition of Never Read the Comments coming up at 5:30. 6 o'clock, Clinton Yates on the Ken Rosenthal Nats story that has been floating around all week. We just talked to Toby Altizer about it at 4:30 if you missed it and want to check that out later on the podcast. Speaking of podcasts, though, today's edition of Not My Beat, still unloading everything from the Commanders OTA session on Wednesday. And Logan Paulson and I talked about the guys that weren't there in a conversation that's probably worth your time if you got some time this weekend, talking about Laremy Tunsil, talking about Terry McLaurin, talking about Marshawn Lattimore, contracts, other things. We got into it all. But as for the guys that were there, this is what we thought as today's edition of Not My Beat. Take Command Podcast. Logan Paulson there, Craig Hoffman here, and we have now reached the, hey, who did well and who didn't in one singular practice portion. But we did promise Logan on the Monday show we'd have all the answers to every question after one practice. So this is the part where we give away all the answers critical. To everything.
It's very critical, yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel ready to do that, or do you feel like you might need next week?
I might need a couple more weeks. We'll see. Maybe a couple more. Maybe we get in a regular season. We can start talking about something like that.
that probably sounds like a better plan. All right. Here is what I took away from yesterday. And you know, when I say I took away, what we took away, because we actually, once you got done doing the live look show, which was great, you and BC doing that for all the open portions,
nice to be with you in person. Usually we're here like this. Yeah. So it's nice to see you.
Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, he is tall. So we actually watched the team portion of practice together yesterday, and I think there was like two main, like, hey, that guy had a good day or something positive that stuck out to me. There's obviously other smaller ones, but like when they got into 7-on-7 in the 2 minute, and Jaden Daniels is out there getting guys up to the line, getting stuff called. The command he has was just such a stark reminder of why he is so special. Like the talk coming out of yesterday about him is like, oh, is he a little thicker? Is he a little bulkier? Did he put on a lot of, like, the questions and answers in the press conference were hilarious and how uncomfortable they were. Just a bunch of sports writer dudes and ladies asking Jaden about his biceps. But the functional thing I took out of yesterday was like, man, that guy's so smart. The command he has and just the natural nature that he has a football player is really, really special.
Yeah. And it's like the little stuff. I mean, this is day one, maybe some of day two. I don't know the exact level of install, but it's very basic. And so obviously there's not a lot of diversity in terms of what they're running, but man, like I forget what the concept was, but it was a full field read. So basically he starts to his right and then kind of it's dead. It's the next one's dead. The next one's dead. But his ability to just get through the concept so incredibly fast was it reminded me of how good he is at that stuff, right? How he's able to recognize the look, recognize the coverage, understand where the ball needs to go while also not compromising his footwork and his mechanics. The other thing is just tight window throws. I think it was in 2 minute, great completion of Bates, kind of right over the ear of the linebacker. He just does stuff like that all practice. Now, was it a perfect day? No, he throws an interception. We'll talk about those in a second. He misses a throw to Luke. But even the miss to Luke, I really liked because it's cover two. He's trying to make a whole shot in the tight red. Like, he waits on it. He understands how it's going to clear, how it's going to distribute. He doesn't stare it down. But again, like the understanding, the mastery, they had a two-minute situation where he gets up to line of scrimmage and he's able to call and signal a new formation immediately. Like, it was crazy how fast he was able to do it. And again, that's a testament to Cliff and the offense also. But yeah, man, it feels like you're watching a guy who I don't know how he gets better from last year because it was such a good year last year, but is going to find a way to do it. And it's one day. I don't want to overstate, but the quick release, the mastery of the offense, the natural playmaking feel and instincts, like it was maybe because we haven't seen it for a year or for 6 months or whatever it is, but just seeing it again, you're like, damn, like he's really good at football.
It's like, you know, calmness meets speed in a way that's just like that. Those things don't go together. It's supposed to be urgent. It's supposed to be rush. It's gotta be fast. It's gotta be quick. And it's just like, no, we are operating at peak efficiency.
Yeah.
And this is where our heart rate is at 98. Like, we're 68. Like, it's crazy that time where he got up. I mean, you literally just like smacked me and was like, do you see that? I'm like, yeah, they lined up in 4 seconds and got another playoff. Like, it was pretty impressive. Some of the throws that he missed, okay, like he misses that whole shot to Luke and the front pylon in the end zone, that should have been a touchdown. He was also really mad at himself, and he seemed to be a little ticked to DQ because I don't know what the situation was, but
I think it was third down, right?
Yeah, I think he wanted another play, and DQ was like, nope, that's it. And he's like, but I want another play, which you love to see the competitor come out in him. And it's not that big. Obviously, it's not even that big of a deal. It's not a deal. It's exactly what you want from the coach. It's exactly what you want from the quarterback. And then, some of the interceptions we can talk about, just getting on the same page as guys. There's one that he throws where Gallup slips, and there's another one he throws off Gallup's hands. One, I'm trying to remember which one was which. I think the one where he slipped, I think, is picked off by Trey Amos, who had one heck of a day. He's the other guy that like stood out yesterday, and I'm like, whoa, that guy looks like he is ready to play NFL football right now. And again, that's the emotional, guttural response. Intellectually, you have to calm down and go, it's one mini camp or one OTA practice, but Trey Amos looks like an NFL football player, Logan, and you'll love to see it.
Yeah, because there's times where they don't look like NFL football players, and you're like, oh, this is not good, right? And so obviously, like, for him to come out and have the day that he had, like, the size, the speed, the instincts, you know, all the stuff that you saw in college, you all kind of saw it translating over. And again, it's day one install, so it's not overly complicated from a formation standpoint, not overly, in terms of what they're seeing from the offense, it's not overly complicated from a defensive standpoint. But to get those competitive reps against, you know, Michael Gallup, who I think is a pretty good player. And, you know, I think Michael Gallup looks pretty good. I think there's a little bit of like getting your football legs back under you a little bit going on there too with some of the slips and stuff. But in terms of his movement skills, that's pretty high level. Trey most definitely stuck out. You know, I thought Mikey Sanders still had a pretty solid day. Like, you just see, I was thinking about this yesterday after practice as I was leaving. Like, it's nice when you've got a bunch of guys in the secondary who have really good ball skills, really good feel for the football. Like, there was one where Mikey got beat, but he's able to get back in phase and able to get his hand on the football, right? Trey Amos, same thing. And when you got a bunch of dudes like that, Harris, what's his first name? Will Harris, is that his name?
The safety, yeah.
Yeah, I was really impressed with him and his ability to line up in the slot and cover straight receivers. And I was thinking about his ability to track and stay in phase and do some stuff. And you're like, man, like, that's going to give them so much more flexibility. And again, I love Jeremy Chinn. I love what he brought from a physicality, from a tackling standpoint. But having the ability to take guys and think about, like, Quan didn't practice today because he was on the side doing whatever. I don't know what his status is. But having Quan who can cover a receiver, having Harris who can cover a receiver with Jonathan Jones, all these guys that are really instinctive coverage players all of a sudden on the field together and in a multitude of amalgamations, I think is pretty exciting. So that was something that stuck out to me. Not only was Trey Amos on it, but I just love the flexibility that they had from a personnel standpoint. You know, there's times where with the threes, obviously K. Madrano's playing kind of that big nickel spot. Like, they just, like, the personnel, the flexibility, the coverage flexibility specifically really stood out to me.
Yeah, it's something you actually commented to me out at one point. I think it's with the threes, maybe it's with the twos. It's, at some point, they're all mixing and matching too, so it's hard it's something that I actually enjoy about their practices, and I think it's good, right? Because you just never know who's going to wind up playing with who. So this time of year, they might have the one receivers with the third quarterback, and you got Devo out there catching balls from Sam Hartman, and you're like, that never happened before. And will never happen, you know, once we get into the fall or deeper, you know, closer to the season. They won't even do that like at the end of training camp. But like for now, you're just trying to get everybody the right amount of reps and kind of even it out. And so you wind up with some mixed matching on defense too. But Dominique Hampton and Kay Medrano are out there together. And the amount of space those guys, as one who probably could convert to safety in Medrano based off his movement skills, and one who is a converted safety in Hampton, can cover is really, really like expansive. And so I think that's the kind of, that's nice to think about the options. And I feel like it's easy to get carried away this time of year with options, but to know that you have these potential solutions to problems that you didn't necessarily have last year. And certain situations, if you're in third and long, like let's throw those guys out there in a dime package and let's cover a zillion yards of space. Like person was pretty cool.
And I think to that point too, though, it's like you love, again, like you love that, because there's times where you watch practice and you're like, man, that guy's never going to play football for this team. Like he'll never do it. And I've done that before. I've been on teams. You're like, man, this guy, he's here, but he's probably not going to play. And so when you see kind of your developmental practice squad fringe roster guys out there and they're moving around, you say, maybe not this year, but you know, at some point, you know, if they get elevated from practice squad or if they're on the 53 and they got to play, like I kind of like what the flexibility they bring to the defense, how they can cover, how they kind of fit this modern iteration of what it means to be a coverage linebacker. And I think that's cool, you know? So again, like obviously, you know, Bobby and Frankie aren't doing a whole lot. I think they take the first two plays of each period. And then it's Jordan McGee, who I was really impressed with. And then I loved how they got to some flexible stuff from, hey, this linebacker's in, hey, this safety's in. You know, we were talking about some of the UDFA guys, number 47. I forget his name off the top of my head. He's from Jackson State. But, you know, like to see that body type out there, the way he can cover a slot guy, just you mentioned this last year. It's like they have a type, right?
Robert McDaniel, by the way, the UDFA from Jackson State.
Yeah, these long kind of athletic guys that, again, you know, are they going to make the team? I'm not saying they're going to make the team, but you just see a path where they could be significant contributors because of their movement skills, because of their size, because of their length. And I like that. I like that feels different than it's felt in past administrations that I've covered. And watching that from the defense side of football, I thought was a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, for sure. Some other, I'd say, notable things. Mikey playing predominantly in the slot. Now, that could change next week. They could kick him back outside, and I'm sure he will cross-train over the course of camp. But Mikey, I think, looked really natural in there, and that's something that I'm going to continue to watch all the way through training camp. And I think at times we'll probably fluctuate during the season. Like, playing in the slot is hard in the NFL. He's not going to come out and be Pat Surtain, but inside. Like, that's just not going to happen because Pat Surtain's one of one in the entire league, on the outside or the inside or wherever you put Pat Surtain. But like Mikey, you see the movement skills, you see the confidence. Obviously, again, it's 7-on-7. You know it's pass. He's not having to play the run at all. But I think seeing some of that was good. But also you saw it all in one play, the play that you talked about earlier. Jalen Lane crossed him up pretty good. That was a good route. And I think there was a chance that Mikey could have gotten flagged on that for a hold as Lane got back across his face.
And they had refs out there, by the way. They did. Referees, and they did throw PIs and they did some stuff. Yeah. So
I think he got away with it. But I got lucky where my eyes were on that play. And so I was watching those two. But Mikey did a great job of getting back in phase and you know, you see the ball skills. And so I think that was a notable thing from yesterday. I think, you know, some of the receivers, Ja'Cory Brooks, the Louisville kid, had a big catch down the field late. He had another one where he got a ton of separation and the ball went right through. It's like he had a breadbasket with a hole in the bottom. So there was one of those, but he made a big play in the 2 minute late. I think that was from Marcus. It might have been from Sam, but it was after Jaden was done. So you saw some guys with some real potential, some real pop. The kid Jones, number 10. Yeah, he's got juice. I don't know if he can play football at all, but man, he can run. And he's getting out there running around, big dude. So
yeah, I think miscommunications with the quarterback, some of the young guys.
Yeah. But I think you see what you said in terms of like the type. It's a lot of similar dudes out there running around, and then it's just how well do you execute? That's going to be, you know, the determining thing of who makes the team and who ultimately plays.
Yeah, so those are a couple of guys on the bottom, but I thought it was really cool to see Debo out there running around, like running from the slot, running from the perimeter, kind of having some good chemistry and some good confidence, I think, with Jaden already. You know, I think that was cool to see. And the other thing you mentioned, Lane, like there was a couple times again, like he's a little, I don't want to say stiff. Stiff's got a negative connotation, but he's not the most natural route runner all the time. I will say when he catches the football, though, he can cross lines. And what I mean by that is, like, you could see guys like safeties taking angles to tackle him, and he would just break the pursuit angle, right? And so seeing that speed show up is a big deal. And I, you know, it's cool that they've got all. And I, and, you know, the other thing, Terry's not here, but Noah Brown, I thought, had a really solid day. Like, yeah, his size really stuck out to me. We mentioned Debo. And I just,
your boy Strachan, 84,
dude, he's a tall drink of water, man. He's like 6'5", 6'6". He made a couple plays. So it's the first day, but I think there is a lot of excitement around the receivers, a lot of excitement around the DBs. The coverage group just looks so much deeper than it's looked in the last couple of years, which makes sense because they've gone out, they signed free agents, they've done some good stuff. And again, like, I like the weaponry, especially when you think about Terry entering that mix. And again, who knows how the bottom, you know, two, three guys of that roster are going to shake out in terms of receiver. But it was cool seeing the tight ends, man. There are some big, freaky dudes playing tight end. Like, I mean, holy cow. Like, Tyree Jackson.
That's a big dude.
Like, they were a little short of receiver because Terry's not here and someone was nicked up. So he's playing, like, F, and he's lining up in the slot and running, like, high crosses. And I was like, for a guy who's, like, 6'7", to be running like that was impressive. You know, Cage was the other guy that they brought in.
Yeah, Cage, or 89. That dude is – what an athlete. Holy crap.
Moves well, and all of a sudden, Colston Yankoff, his ability to kind of move and sink and do some stuff, and you're like, man, that's like – all of a sudden becomes a really competitive room. You know what I mean?
And yet, first play of 2 minute for the ones. Who's getting a 20-yard gain? Old man Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz is out there on the first one, and he's wide open in a key situation, getting open for Jaden and running down the field.
Crushed. I mean, for being how old is he? 34 now? Yeah. 35? Like, his route running, so nuance, good. His savvy, like, that was great to see him out there. And again, talk about a guy who probably doesn't need to be out there, but is taking reps in 2 minute. Like, I was like, I wonder if he's on a pitch count, but he's taking every rep he can. Bates had a nice catch. And I like that group a lot. And all of a sudden, again, that bottom half, like Cole Turner, we didn't even talk about. He came out with the blacked out visor.
Yeah, he's wearing 88 now. He's like 85. Yeah. Cole Turner's dead. I'm wearing 88, and he looks bigger. Like he looked. You know, this is what, year four or five of the Cole Turner experiment. But he finally, I feel like, looks like a tight end, like as opposed to a stretched out receiver. Yeah. You're like, are you just a slow receiver? And that's now he's built like a tight end.
And I think it's helped his running mechanics too, just being a little bit thicker, a little bit more powerful. But yeah, like, talk about he's 6'6". Tyree Jackson's 6'7". It looks like he's 6'8". I mean, 6'7". And then, you know, obviously Cager is like 6'5", 6'6", and run. And so, like, that group, again, I don't know how they do it every year here, but they've just got a bunch of freaky, tall, really athletic dudes that can catch footballs at a high level. And again, like, Ben Sinnott got a couple reps, but man, like, that room to me is going to be really interesting because the receivers, you kind of feel the top, you know, in a way. I really felt the bottom of the tight end room in a way that I was not expecting coming into this OTA. And again, it's one day, but they definitely showed up in a nice way.
Yeah, that's going to be a very, very interesting group to watch for sure. Anybody else? I mean, we haven't talked at all about the linemen because the linemen just did individual drills against each other with pads.
At the way end of the field.
As far away from us as possible. Mitch Tischler had him on the show yesterday. He's like, I took that as a personal attack because all Mitch wants to do is watch and talk about the linemen. So much to Tischler's chagrin, the linemen were way down. Coleman was definitely working in at guard. You know, Tunsil's not there. Connerly looked like he was working tackle stuff, but I also may have missed some guard reps. I have no idea. It was far down.
And it's really hard to tell because they're just kind of mix matching and doing different stuff. And
Who was the guard and who was the tackle on that one? We don't even know because they're like kind of in the same stance. So, and it's a two-man drill. So, like, who knows which side the center's on? It's hard to tell on the linemen. The only other thing I'll say on the linemen is you realize how big you have to be to make Daron Payne look small.
Yeah.
You have to be Javon Kinlaw big. That is the biggest dude I've ever seen in my life.
Huge, man. Huge, man. And like he looked like a freaking comic book character. You know what I mean? Like, he in the stretch line, and they did some defensive line stuff. Some of the guys flashed down there doing pass rush drills, but they're not, it's against Ryan Kerrigan, you know, and I love Ryan Kerrigan, but he's not like, He's not an NFL offensive lineman.
He's not Trent Williams, tell you that much.
Yeah, but man, he was just jogging around, and I was like, this dude is a beast. Like, he's got, you know, the black sweatpants on. He's got black long sleeves on. You're just like, he looks like a house, man. He looks like a house.
And his,
he's like, twitched up, but.
I'm not like a huge human being. I'm also not a small dude. Like, I think people think because I sit in a square opposite of you, like Logan's 6'5", 270. Like, he played NFL tight end. Logan's a large human being by pretty much any standard. I'm 6 foot 190. Like, that's not small. Javon Kinlaw's calf is the size of my quad.
He's a big dude, man. And you see, and again, like, it's one of those guys, man, where it's like, if it clicks, like, it's going to be devastating. Like, it will be devastating. And you just hope that it kind of, the coaching speaks to him, the environment speaks to him. But, you know, that guy that looked huge was Dominique Hampton. We talked about a guy that put on weight. Everyone's been talking about Jaden Daniels. To me, he looked the same. Like, I don't understand why everyone's talking about him. I'm sure he looks shredded in the picture.
Jaden's a little thicker. But, like, yeah, no, that one picture, he was, like, I think celebrating, flexing a little bit, and it popped just right. Camera caught him at the right time. And they did a funny SpongeBob meme with giant arms. And, you know, next thing you know, Jaden's fielding seven questions about, are you thicker?
Yeah, that's going to be something coming down the pipe here about stop posting pictures about Jaden's arms here because we don't want to answer questions about him. But Dominique Hampton, like, you can tell he's been in the weight room. He looked jacked and I think ready for that linebacker conversion. So first day, really exciting. And we didn't talk about the running backs because, like, they don't really do anything.
I wasted a rep watching. I tried to watch Bill at one point. Yeah. And I was like, and then he just, like, walked into a linebacker because he's the check down. And I was like, cool. Didn't see anything on this play. Good job, but at least I can say I watched him for a rep.
Yeah, and so, I mean, maybe if you want to talk about running backs, like, Kazmir Allen's over there, like, Wiley's over there, you know, Brian Robinson was catching punts. I don't know if he's doing that for laughs, but, like, he did that, you know, so maybe he's trying to diversify what he's doing. So, yeah, running backs, OTAs, if you're a running back fan, not a great time for you because it's check downs and all sorts of nonsense. So as they get more involved, we'll keep you updated.
Yeah. Eventually they'll get to 9-on-7 and 11-on-11 stuff and there'll be no pads and they're going to score touchdowns on every play. So you can get to be excited then because that's how finish. I just have nightmares of Randy Jordan for 9 years yelling finish, which now I'm sure that's whatever. Anthony Lane will probably, actually Anthony Lane doesn't really yell. Someone will yell the same thing because that's, that's how OTAs work. All right, that's our show, talking about OTAs. When we get back on Monday or Tuesday, whenever we sit back in these chairs, we will do another mailbag episode. I think we are also finally, Logan and I have committed to doing this. We don't know exactly when, but at some point in the next 7 days, we're going to do our first Football 101. And it's going to be building off of our conversation about X and Z and Y, you know, or X and Z receivers on the last episode, because we, Evan, our producer, did a phenomenal job of inserting some graphics into the YouTube version of the show, just saying, like, hey, this is X, this is Z. But, like, what happens when there's a third receiver on the field or you're in four wide? And so we're going to get into a deeper explanation of some of the receiver positions and the nomenclature and all of that kind of stuff. Logan just found an old playbook, so we'll draw some stuff up. And that'll be on YouTube. So make sure you subscribe to us at the team 980 and at 106.7 The Fan. I'll probably post that one too at Craig Hoffman. So look forward to that. Look forward to your mailbag questions for early next week. And then back to OTAs at the tail end of next week. For Logan, I'm Craig. Thanks for listening. Subscribe if you've made it this far and haven't already. And we'll see you next time on Take Me. Yeah, do all those things. Subscribe in all those places. What I just said. Coming up next here live on the radio, never read the comments on a Friday on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, my God. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey apps. Free Odyssey app. Just one Odyssey app. We're live on YouTube, too. That's not an Odyssey app, but it is another app you can watch us on. Can't watch us on the Odyssey app. You just listen. Anyway, you all know that already. We're about to do Never Read the Comments. And, Anthony, you just told me a story that happened during the break that I feel like you never read the comments did Danny Ruye in real life.
Yeah, sadly.
So how did it come up? So the question was, when was Danny Ruye born?
So no. So my brother had sent me a song. This is an oldie but goodie. Craig, I'm not sure. Do you know what an oldie but goodie is?
Yeah, it's an older song that's good.
All right. Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Like what? So, how many more people do you want to insult today? You got Danny's age and my intelligence. What's going to be your trifecta?
All right. So Danny thought it was a song from 2004. So I want to go check the song, and the song that I'm talking about is Straight from the Heart by Confunction. And it came out in January 1st, 1981. So I look up to Danny, and I'm like, is this song as old as you? And then he was like, it's younger. I was like, younger? And then, so I'm like, 1980? And then he raises his eyebrow and tells me to, like, essentially keep going. So I'm like, 1979? And he said, yep. And I said, damn, you are one old mother, you know, yeah. And then, I made him feel a little bad. So I apologize.
You think?
I apologize, sir.
You think? Jesus.
I didn't know he was that old.
You said.
I didn't know.
I mean, in some ways, it's a compliment. He clearly looks younger.
Yeah, he does.
Acts younger. Oh. Also, I just figured out all the Wizards' problems. Danny Ruye was born. 1979. Sorry, Danny. We're going to have to exterminate you. The good thing is your basketball team might finally win. All right. That was a joke, everybody. That was a joke. All right. Let's get to it. It's time for Never Read the Comments.
We tried to warn them. They didn't listen.
Yeah!
Every week, the Hoffman Show goes into the belly of the beast.
We read those comments, baby!
Never read the comments.
All right, we take the show, we take the best of it, we put it on YouTube on demand. You can also rewatch the entire thing live at the Team 980, but you can also check out at Craig Hoffman and at the Team 980 clips from the show. Also, we got some comments from some of Take Command this week as well. Full episodes also available at the Team 980 and clips at Craig Hoffman. Starting with this one, Anthony, someone was watching the show, and someone, again, I just read them. I just read the comments and read the screen names. At Excuse the Hebrew says, Anthony bleaching his skin or is the light right over his head?
Bleaching my skin is crazy.
I guess the camera must have been really washed out one day. I never think it's that bad.
Yeah, I think it's right here.
It's actually right there. Yeah, it's right there. Yeah. And I responded from the Team 980. So secret's out on this particular comment. This was the genius of your boy. I go, nah, it's just his aura.
There we go. I'm aura farming. That's what that's what the young guy said, man.
Yeah.
Aura farming.
Kind of, I feel like, counterintuitive. I don't need to break down Gen Z slang because I'm just going to wind up sounding old. But, like, the whole thing about aura is you kind of got it or you don't.
Yeah.
I'm farming it. Come on, well, kids.
Yeah.
anyway, am I wrong?
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on.
Yeah. See, kids got to learn. Alex Ruckus, 3704, was watching one of our segments where I talked about playing Madden, Anthony. And actually, this was with Logan. I think I was describing something that happened in my franchise mode. And Alex said, I would watch Craig play Madden if he started a channel.
Uh-oh. So are you going to start that channel?
I feel like that's a bad idea. Not necessarily from a content standpoint. I do think it's a bad idea in my own home.
The thing is, you could turn off your mic.
Oh, no, again, I'm not worried about that.
Oh, okay.
I am worried about my wife going, hey, can you not?
Yeah, that too.
Which, like, I would like to be... And also, by the way, I would like... If I was just a single dude with nothing to do, I probably would have started doing that by now, frankly. Because, like, playing Madden, talking football, like, that'd be a fun way and a productive way, potentially, to spend some of my time. But I have a wife, and I have friends, and I have people that are not on the internet that I would like to spend time with. So sorry, Alex Ruckus, the Madden channel is going to have to not happen for right now. All right, as for real football players, Anthony Haney, one of our topics of the week was on Luke McCaffrey. We got a mailbag question that blew up on Take Command about whether or not the way it was phrased was, could Luke McCaffrey ever be a wide receiver too? And I took that question to be like, could he play outside versus, speaking of Madden, that's actually how it came up, was like outside versus inside. Are you talking about him being a Z receiver or an X receiver? Or are you talking about him being a second best target on a team? And like, those are different things. But it sparked a whole round of debate about Luke and kind of where he is. The one thing I can tell you about Luke McCaffrey after going to minicamp the other day, or OTAs the other day, he's wearing number 11 now, not number 12. So I don't know what that means, what that's worth, but it's a fact, inarguable, about Luke McCaffrey. But Ryan DeLeon 222 says, Jalen Lane is the replacement for the missing on Luke McCaffrey. There's a reason Luke doesn't get the ball. Bud 3812 says, I think Luke is going to evolve into a spot player. Debo and Luke do the same thing. Debo does them a little better. With Gallup and Brown, Luke will have a hard time finding the field. And then Mr. 921 Kevin says, this is a big year for Luke. He has to ball out. I think there's shreds of truth in all of these, and also entirely missing the point with all of these. Like, Luke McCaffrey's not a bust. He was a marginal contributor in year one as a borderline third, fourth round pick. He was a compensatory pick in the third round. So you're much closer to being an early fourth than you are a mid third. Okay? So that's thing one. He was good as a kick returner. He had some nice time on offense from a couple of nice screen passes throughout the years. He did some nice blocking work at times. There are times like he's running clear out routes and stuff and does a good job with that, where he's not designed to get the ball. And yes, there was also times where he could have been part of the progression and Jaden didn't throw him the ball for whatever reason. He also had some big third down conversions in a couple games earlier in the year that people just tend to forget about. But ultimately, I think the funniest thing and like the best back and forth I had in the comments this week about Luke McCaffrey was someone was like, you know, giving the whole bust, whatever. And I was like, it's like you watch Diami Brown have a breakout season in year four and thus keep Luke off the field. And you forgot in doing that, as you watch Diami Brown do this, that players can get better. What makes a first-round pick a first-round pick is they have a high ceiling and a high floor. Every time you peel back one of those, either you drop what the player is capable of or you drop the floor out and kind of where they are right now as a player. They drop around in the draft. Luke McCaffrey's ceiling is actually decently high based off his athletic profile. He is 6'1", 6'2". He ran a 4.4 6.40. He had a really good 10-yard split. Like, athletically, from a juice standpoint, he's not 4.3 fast, but he is 4.46 fast, and that's pretty quick. He plays really hard. He studies really hard. He works really hard. That puts a certain floor underneath him. He's also been playing the position for a year and a half, 2 years, because he was a quarterback first. So he's got a lot to learn and very little feel for what it means to be an NFL receiver. You put all that together, and he's a mid-round pick, which is exactly what he was, who's going to take some time to reach whatever ceiling he can be. That is the type of archetype of player that I feel like players struggle or fans struggle the most, because either you're great or you suck. And people forget that there is this world in between of both inconsistency and improvement that happen together at the same time, hopefully more improvement, less inconsistency over time. And I feel like that is the distinctive bucket that Luke McCaffrey is in right now. And you're just going to that is the reality. You're going to have to deal with it. And if your brain is either on sucks is bust or is awesome, we need to start wiring a third setting in there.
Yeah, I think the development piece is very important to raise, just because, again, he's only been playing it for so long. And last year, I guess, you know, he got to sit behind some vets and learn from those guys. And I think even in the opportunities that he had last year, he got open a lot of the times, and it was more so Jaden sort of kind of like missed him.
Well, it's not missed him, right? And there's some underlying, this was part of what we did in the segment, right? Is some of the underlying data on Luke is misleading if you don't have the context. Data is always only as valuable as the people who are interpreting it and the people who understand it. So if you're Luke McCaffrey, and you are the check down on a play, and you basically you're lining up in like a nub split. You're on the end of the line of scrimmage. You're the guy that Cliff has decided we're in 11 personnel. So we got one tight end, one running back, three receivers, and we're going to chip. Well, we got a tight end on one side. We need someone else on the other. Maybe Luke's the other chip guy. And now after you chip and it's 3rd and 12, you drop out into the flat. All of the defense has dropped to 12 yards because they've dropped to the sticks. You're sitting there in the flat on your own. You're open by 10 yards at the line of scrimmage on 3rd and 12. Or at 2 yards past the line of scrimmage on 3rd and 12. In the data, that goes in as you have 10 yards of separation. Sick? I'm wide open. You're useless. Like, you can get the ball, but you're going to get tackled. You're going to meet halfway. You're going to get tackled for a gain of 6. And it's going to be 4th and 6, and Tressway is going to come out and punt. So Jaden's not necessarily looking your direction. Is that Jaden's fault? No. Is it Luke's fault? No. Does it go in the data? Yes. And so are there specific plays last year where Luke is in the progression and open? Yes. Is the data inflated by the types of routes he ran and where he was in a lot of progressions? Also yes. And that's an important caveat too when people are like, he got open all the time. He just never got the ball. It's like, that doesn't really tell the whole story either. But he's also not a bust who sucks and is never open. Like, again, it's somewhere in between. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting back waiting for him to develop into, you know, what he's ultimately going to develop in. Again, he'll get his opportunity, and I'm sure he'll make the most of it.
Yeah, I would bet on Luke McCaffrey, because I'd bet on, and this is why when you talk about drafting the people, and Adam Peters is always like, we draft the person. You bet on Luke McCaffrey because you know how he's going to work. And he was there early all the time last year. You know, we heard in some of the early stories of him going with Jaden at 5:30 in the morning. Like, we know he's going to put in the work. Doesn't guarantee anything, but that's better than some guy who is maybe a little bit faster, a little bit quicker, a little more experienced, but isn't going to put in the work, and you know he's just never going to get there. At least Luke's got a shot. Mm-hmm. And that's the That's what I got to say about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That other big topic this past week in the comments was our conversation that was sparked by Kevin Sheehan's conversation of the running back room. Do the Commanders need an upgrade at running back? Mr. Rogers 79. I think we should try and get Nick Chubb because I don't trust Brian Robinson. Then you have G-Man 8230 says the B-Rob disrespect is confusing to me. He had a 4.3 yards per carry behind a below average O-line. We would be wise not to take that for granted. Some of the where the trust is and isn't is quite funny to me. I'm not saying by any stretch of the imagination you can't upgrade over Brian Robinson Jr. He is a above average but not great NFL running back. Like, he's very good. I think he's very well rounded. I think his hands are pretty good. He's done a much better job in the last couple of years continuing to develop as a pass protector, which is part of the job. He doesn't necessarily have home run speed for in the way that like a Saquon does, but you get it. He hits it clean. He can take it 40 yards. He did, what was that, the Tennessee game last year? Or what game was that?
I think that is Tennessee.
Yeah, I was like, did they play Tennessee last year? They did. Yeah, they did play Tennessee last year, and it was that Tennessee game. So, like, he had that big carry to start, you know, early in that game. So, like, Brian Robinson is a very, very good NFL running back, but he's not the best. At his peak, Nick Chubb was not the best, but he was better than what Brian Robinson was, or what Brian Robinson is. But that was 3 years and two knee injuries ago. Like, NFL running backs age. What goes bad faster than milk, Anthony?
A running back's span, lifespan in the NFL?
Age is like fruit. It's like 2 days and you're like, damn, this orange got mold on it already? Like, what are we doing? Like, that is what NFL running back years are like. It's like, you know, dog years are 7-1. Like, running back years are like 3-4-1. Like, it is different because of the amount of contact you take, the hard cuts, all that kind of stuff. Being at the bottom of piles, like, there's just a compounding nature to that position. And if you lose a half a step when everything is relying upon what you can do with the ball, it's different than even a wide receiver who you have route running savvy and timing, and like, you can understand how to make up for that stuff. I think it's why corner's also a position that ages really poorly. Like, corner is probably the most important speed position because you have to react and then you have to have closing speed. And corners age terribly. Like, the corner cliff is so real. Dudes are good and then they stink. And it's a year apart with no downslope. It's just like, what happened to that guy? And that's why. And so I think that when we look at a guy like Chubb, I understand the idea conceptually, but it's just misaligned with the reality of how NFL running back works. And so when it's like, we should get Nick Chubb because I don't trust Brian Robinson. What makes you trust Nick Chubb? I don't get that. And then I think you get to this point from Bodhi Fatava, 7462. Thank you for bringing up opportunity cost, which, Anthony, we did in our running back segment because we're smart people. Thank you for bringing up opportunity cost. This is part of the calculus of building a team that nobody talks about, and it has to be considered for every move. Any GM worth the spit has to consider opportunity cost of every single move. Terry and a new contract has an opportunity cost. Upgrading the running back room has an opportunity cost. It isn't just why not give everyone everything and pick up every player that could help, because you can't. You have to build this crazy jigsaw puzzle, Frankenstein's monster roster, and hope the moves were the right ones and you didn't sell your future for your now. It's exactly right. Every rep that you give Nick Chubb to find out that he, or what he is at this stage, is one you could have given to Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt or Michael Wiley, guys that are in your building now, seventh rounder this year, undrafted free agent from last year. One that you could have given Brian Robinson to get better. Like, this is the problem with trying to balance, and I say the problem, the challenge, that's a better word for it, the challenge of balancing development and competition. You don't get a competition practice and a development practice. They're happening simultaneously, and you have to make decisions as a front office putting together a team, and especially in the NFL, where those roster spots not only are about, hey, how many running backs do we keep, but how many running backs we keep is correlated to how many tight ends we keep, which is might cost us a fifth safety, and we have special teams considerations for all of this. Like, it is, I think, more complex in the NFL than it is in any other sport. And so there are opportunity costs to all of this. It's the same reason why you can't just say, like, go get Marshawn Lattimore. We don't know if he's going to work out. Go get Jalen Ramsey. With what draft capital? They don't have any left. Trey Hendrickson would love to have him. They don't have the draft capital. They made decisions on Laremy Tunsil. Does that mean I want to give up Laremy Tunsil for Trey Hendrickson? No. I'm very happy to have Laremy Tunsil here. Would rather have Tunsil than Hendrickson, especially at the cost that both of them were happening at. But when you decide to go get Tunsil, you basically give up on Hendrickson. And so all these moves are related, and to pretend like they're not, I think, is to miss an enormous point, Ant.
Yeah. When we had this discussion last week about the running back room, again, like, it would have been a terrible use of capital, you know, taking Merritt Kroski and then going out and getting another free agent running back. One, because it sort of kind of sends a message to your room that all right, this guy might, you know, just be our starter, essentially, just because we're bringing him in, we're signing him to a contract. And granted, he might not, you know, demand $4, $5, or like $8 million, but still, it's still money against the cap kind of thing. And if you think he's better than what we currently have in-house, then I still just view it as poor use or poor misuse of what we already have.
I mean, the thing is, a seventh-round pick is only so much. They have the cap space. Like, it honestly wouldn't even bother me on that front. To me, it really is about the opportunity cost. And, like, what's available? Which, like, gets to this question from Mortus Flos, 240. God, crush that. Do I want an elite running back on the Commanders? Yes. Is there one available at this particular moment? No. Bingo. And so what do? You improve the systems around it. You improve what you can. Hip nip one son. I just read him, Anthony. I just read him. Hip nip one son. Having a better offensive line should result in a better run game. Our O-line last year was average at best. It should be much better this year, no matter how the component parts line up. And that's correct. Like, if Tunsil is better than Coleman, and Coleman is better than Allegretti, and Biotish is Biotish, and Cosme eventually comes back, and Connerly or whoever is better at right tackle, and Wiley, and, you know, with better pieces around him, or Connerly or Wiley at left guard or right guard, what, however it comes, Nate Erbig is floating around, like, however it comes together, if that group is better and the offense as a whole is better, the running backs will perform better. Like, if the pass offense is better and teams have to respect that more, if Debo does the Debo stuff, like, there's going to be better production from the running backs, even if the running backs themselves aren't performing even at a much higher level. They're just able to get more out of it. All right, last but not least here on Never Read the Comments before Clinton Yates joins us coming up at 6 o'clock, talking a little Nationals. DMV's Finest 301. You and me, Craig, Oklahoma drill. Winner gets your radio show. That seems ridiculous. Why would I do that? One, I don't know how big this person is and if I could take them in an Oklahoma drill. Two, nobody does the Oklahoma drill anymore. Three, I already have my radio show. Anthony.
Sounds like you have a lot more to lose than he does.
Do you want to fight for your wallet?
No.
Why not?
It's mine.
Yeah, you've already won.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot. DMV's Finest 301. What kind of fool do you take me for?
Does he have some type of vendetta against you or something? Like,
I don't know. If you want a radio show, sorry. I think a lot of people in my comments this week are mad that they don't have my job.
Or does he want to just take you one-on-one in an Oklahoma drill?
Maybe. I'm like, if so, what did I do to you?
True.
Why do you want to get beat in an Oklahoma drill? Oh! I don't know. It's Friday. It's 5:53 p.m. You get what you get. What you get next is Clinton Yates. Thanks for all the comments this week. As always, you can leave yours at Craig Hoffman at the team 980. We get back Yates on this Nat story that's been bubbling up all week long here on the team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.